Oh, goodness me. What a shot that is. That is an absolute outrage from Joe Clark.
Nearly bowls to Moores, who goes on the reverse, and he's helped that one a long, long way.
This is the talk of Trent Bridge.
I'm Matt Freeman, and I'm joined this week by two outlaws looking to make their mark overseas this winter. Joe Clark checks in from Australia to discuss the joys of finally playing cricket in front of a crowd again.
It was a nice experience having people in, and it also made me realise just how much better cricket is when the fans are in.
Clark shares just how big an impact his signing for Karachi Kings and the PSL seemed to make.
The draft for that was actually quite late here. So in the morning when I woke up, I had so many people trying to follow me from Pakistan. A lot of passionate fans in Karachi.
And Tom Moores talks T10 and the Lanka Premier League, as well as looking back on his Red Bull ton at Trent Bridge last summer.
I feel like I've got a lot to prove in Red Bull cricket, and I think that was an innings, I guess, I put together, which sort of showed how I want to go about my Red Bull cricket.
But first, Joe looked back at his recent surprise appearance on the podcast.
It's actually nice to be featured on this with me knowing that I'm going to be featuring on it. Like last time, I was on the treadmill and I had a phone call off Duckett, so... And then I saw myself on there, so it's nice to actually know that I'm going to be on it. But Australia's really good. Thank you. Haven't been playing much cricket in the games recently, but training outdoors and stuff like that is where it's at the moment. And it's certainly nicer than doing it back in the indoor school at Trent Bridge.
Yeah, I was going to mention actually your first appearance on this series of the podcast, because I think you were the first surprise guest who picked up the phone. Alex Ailes didn't answer. Jake Ball was on Warzone, I think, when we got him from Sri Lanka. But you carried on running your 10K while you were chatting away, which I was quite impressed with, to be honest.
Yeah, like I usually when Duckett rings me, when Ben rings me, I usually don't answer. But because I was in quarantine, I thought, oh, he must be just trying to see if I'm all right and I'm getting through quarantine. But yeah, it wasn't good timing. Me being, to be fair, I either was on the treadmill or I was playing Warzone. So he was lucky that I picked up, to be honest.
Well, how's your accommodation out there? You moved to Melbourne, have you now, quite recently with the BBL? Good hotel room, good accommodation?
Pretty much been to every state, which has been like a real good experience to see more of Australia. And it's obviously a shame that I can't see it properly because we are in a sort of hub. But yeah, a lot of hotel rooms, which is... Yeah, can certainly have its negatives when you're doing it for a couple of months now, especially after doing 2 week quarantine in a hotel room. So I'm a little bit sick of hotel rooms now, but I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be in Australia playing some cricket during these times, really.
And what's been nice to see from the BBL out there and the Test series that's been going in Australia is people back in the ground, you know, tens of thousands of people back watching cricket. What was that like to play in front of for Perth?
Yeah, like it was quite odd, actually. You just sort of, I think I've got used to the summer where there's actually no one in the stadium, and having people in actually felt alien compared to obviously like in the summer, it felt alien that no one was in the grounds. So yeah, it was a nice experience having people in, and it also made me realise just how much better cricket is when the fans are in, and especially in the T20 format, the fans make the spectacle. So to see, you know, thousands and thousands of people coming to the grounds and watching live sport, live cricket has been amazing to be involved with. Hopefully it looks that way for our summer. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. What sort of difference does that make to you out there? Because we had two different sorts of behind closed doors, didn't we, actually, at Trent Bridge? There was sort of total silence. And then when the TV games came in, they did pipe some noise into the ground, which must have also been a bit weird.
Yeah, that wasn't very good, in my opinion. I was sitting on the boundary and the speakers around the ground were obviously sort of doing sort of fake crowd noises and stuff like that when there's boundaries being hit or wickets being taken. So that wasn't ideal. But also, you know, this, the summer that we had, I've got no complaints from where I thought it was going to be, that we weren't going to get any cricket. So to get some cricket and to win a trophy, I'd do it all again in front of no fans. But it will certainly be a lot more fun and a lot better when they are allowed back into the grounds in England.
Have you found the standard of the games out there, those games you've played?
Yeah, like obviously I haven't ended up playing many games, which is disappointing for myself. But yeah, it's obviously a really good competition. And it's really, obviously the games being played every night on TV almost gives it another element of, you know, wanting to do well and a bit more of a spectacle just because of the cameras being around for every game. Which will be, you know, probably nice for the lads who will get to experience the 100 ball competition with every game being on TV with that. It's something that I'd love to happen for our T20 blast, but I think just so many teams and so many fixtures that obviously that's not possible. But yeah, it's been really good fun. We're in, I think, the second place at the moment. So the lads, they've got a good chance of going through to the finals. So yeah, it's just been a really good experience.
And it's going to be the Pakistan Super League up next, isn't it? I suppose you'll have heard from some of the guys that have been to Pakistan, the Hales and Imad and Samit were all out there last year about what that competition's like to play in.
Yeah, well, from what I've heard, is it's one of the best standard of T20 cricket, sort of in the franchise world of things. You know, some really young, talented local Pakistan talent, and obviously some really good overseas players. So I feel lucky to be picked up as one of them, and to play with Imad will be nice. I actually saw him in the hotel a couple of days ago. So it's nice to see that he's obviously playing in this competition, and it'd be nice to play. I think he's captain actually, so it'd be nice to play in the team and under his captaincy.
Yeah, can you see him working as a captain? He does seem to be quite a thinker about what he's doing when he's out there for knots.
Oh, 100%. Like, I think that's why we've enjoyed him so much from the minute he came in a couple of years ago. He was straight on it. He knew what he wanted when he was bowling. He was always offering tactical advice to Dan, and for me personally, he was always speaking to me about my own game and where he thought that I could take it to another level. So hopefully I can go and put in some good performances for his side and get a trophy. Me and him have another trophy together.
And I don't know if you noticed, but after it was announced that you were playing for Karachi, the number of Karachi Kings or PSL fans who were straight onto the videos we'd put up of you on YouTube from the last summer, and anything to do with you playing for the Outlaws, just sort of went through the roof. I mean, playing in front of or having that sort of passionate fan around you must be something that's quite exciting.
Yeah, well, the thing is, the draft for that was actually quite late here. So in the morning when I woke up, I had so many people trying to follow me from Pakistan. I think just because you get tagged in the stuff from the Karachi sort of social media outlets, and yeah, it was going crazy on my phone. So yeah, a lot of passionate fans in Karachi.
And do you think it's going to have helped you sort of moving around those leagues through the winter a little bit, being able to sort of play a couple of games in BBL and then get a run, hopefully, in the PSL to come back to knots maybe a bit more match sharp?
Yeah, definitely, because obviously playing any game of cricket is better than just training. But it's also, I'm trying to do a little bit of work on my longer format stuff, because I don't just want to become a T20 franchise player. My ultimate ambition is to play Test cricket. So I'm riding the wave at the moment, but it's certainly my main aim is to try and score as many runs as I can for knots in the longer format. Obviously every format, but in the longer format, and try and get myself into the Test arena. Really, that's where I want to be. And at the moment, I'm just riding the wave of playing T20 cricket, and I'm excited about where that can go, and the opportunities that has. But yeah, when I feel like just from the experiences of being away all winter and playing on different wickets and in different teams will leave me in good stead coming back to Notts pre-season.
And when you go out to Karachi, I think Dan Christian's in that side as well, isn't he? You're outlaw skipper.
I actually forgot about Dan. I knew I was playing, but yeah, it's great to be playing with Dan as well. So yeah, I think that just shows how well that we did this summer, that Imad's obviously gone back and wanted to have me and Dan in his side. So it shows that we're doing good things at Notts. So yeah, it'd be great obviously to play with Dan as well. So I actually forgot about Dan then.
But not a good one to forget, I wouldn't have thought. But
not the captain of T20.
Yeah, hopefully still in the side for that first game when we get to sort of June, July time. But I mean,
hopefully he doesn't watch this then and he won't see. I forgot about him, so that means you can't post this on any on Twitter or Instagram on the Notts page.
That's it now, is it? I can promise nothing. Now, I mean, Dan obviously had a superb knock for Sixers of the day, taking him past his sort of I think it was 5,000 runs and 250 wickets in T20. But having seen him at close quarters, things like the semi final this year and plenty of other things, it's no surprise that he's in that company, I suppose.
No. He's just got so much experience now from playing in all the competitions around the world, and he continues to put in match winning performances. He had for his standards, he probably had a relatively quiet sort of group stage for us in our comp, I'd say. And then, you know, what just makes him the cricketer that he is stepping up when it matters, and you know, in the semi final and final, yeah, he was two man of matches I think that day. And that's when it really matters, when he just showed his class and experience and why he's, you know, still so sought after in all of these competitions.
Now, we'll let you go in a couple of minutes. But when you do get back to Notts, I don't know if you saw this, because after Ben Duckett had rung you at random on his episode of the podcast, I don't know if he's done it or if it's just happened around him, but there's been movement in dressing room lockers in the home dressing room, which hopefully is where you're going to get back to this year, the proper home dressing room. And his name tag has moved over to the old Chris Nash spot, which I think is in your corner with Alex Hales in there as well.
You're kidding me.
Well,
I reckon me and Alex must not. We haven't signed that off.
I didn't think you'd be aware.
We haven't signed that off, so he's getting himself in there.
What do you look for in a dressing room kind of?
I was thinking, you know, Alex is only around for the T20 stuff, so I thought, oh, I'll have a bit of space. He was in the, when we were in the dressing room, also I was there next to Alex and Ben was in the back room, and it was because we hang around with each other a lot off the field, so it was actually nice to have a bit of a break away from him. So that's not good news. I'm going to have a word with whoever sorts out the change room, the lockers. I'm going to have to get on to Mull, and say what's going on. I don't need to see any more than I do. So I might have to try and maybe. But if he's already in, it obviously sounds like I can't do anything about it. So
I don't know what you can do. The tag is there now. I don't know what happens. I saw Zach Chaplin was on about moving his about as well. And he's clearly after the same thing as you. He's after space, because he's put himself between, I think, Dan Christian and Stuart Broad. So on a sort of Red Bull match day, he might be able to stretch out a bit. But no such luck now in your corner.
Couple of good games, and he wants to get in with a big dog, Chappie. Jeez. Honestly.
Who can blame him?
That's Joe Clark joining me from Australia before he made his way to the UAE for the T10 League. Clark's one of a number of outlaws at Team Abu Dhabi, with Ben Duckett and Paul Franks having also made their way to the Middle East. Samit Patel is also heading to the T10, as is Tom Moores, who's already picked up another winner's medal this winter in the Lanka Premier League.
Just to experience another country playing T20 cricket in another country, in Sri Lanka, sharing dressing rooms with great players and learning off them. It was a it was a really cool, different experience, obviously being in a bubble and stuff like that. But yeah, it was a really nice experience to go all the way. And I think, you know, for the team as well, there was a lot more to the success than just cricket. I think the fact that we went on to win it, and we had young Jaffna players playing in it, I think, you know, was quite a big thing for the country itself, and quite a big statement. Jaffna doesn't have an actual cricket ground, I don't think, if I'm right in saying. So I think for a team with actual Jaffna players to be playing in it and to play in that final and to go all the way and be successful in that league was a huge moment for the country and for that area of Sri Lanka. So I think, yeah, it was a lot more to it than just the trophy, which was nice to be a part of, and to see the delight and the sort of happiness it put on a lot of people's faces was a really nice moment to be part of, and something that I guess I'll treasure forever and remember in my cricket career for the whole of it, really.
And now on to the T10 next. What is it you get from that? That's obviously half the game time to a T20. Does that change how you approach it, or change the things you learn from it, maybe?
Probably doesn't change it for me. But, you know, I think it's obviously a more aggressive form. I think the T10 is actually a really, you know, great league to play in. It's a really fun league. You know, there's a lot of big players playing it, and it's a real good challenge and just a good fun franchise competition to be a part of. We came third last year, and so hopefully we can go that one step further and, you know, try and get that, lift that trophy, I think, with them, and sort of go out there, throw myself into it like any tournament, and see how I get on, hopefully.
And then when it's back over here for the spring, it's a big block of Red Bull cricket first at Notts. Looking back a little bit now that there's a few months gone, what did getting that 100 at Trent Bridge in the Red Bull mean this summer?
Yeah, it meant quite a lot to me, I think. For me personally, you know, I feel like I've got a lot to prove in Red Bull cricket. And I think that was an innings, I guess, I put together, which sort of showed how I want to go about my Red Bull cricket. It had a little bit of everything in it. I think it had a bit of, for those obviously who watched it, it had a bit of, you know, a bit of sort of digging in and getting through a tough period and not scoring very quickly, but sort of trying to get through a period of time that was a challenging period and the momentum wasn't with us. And then sort of as and when we got through that, earning that right to sort of expand a little bit and play a bit more of my white ball style cricket, of a bit more aggressive, played a few more shots, put a bit of pressure back on them. And I think that's a sort of brand of cricket that I want to build on in Red Bull cricket and really sort of impact games, I think, is a pretty key thing for me to moving forward in all forms of cricket. Is a huge focus for me, especially in Red Bull, is how can I impact games and how can I win games for Notts.
That's Tom Moores joining me before he made his way to the UAE for the T10 League. And that's all for this week's episode of The Talk of Trent Bridge. We'll be back soon, but there's plenty more behind-the-scenes content online at trentbridge.co.uk.